1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always ABC streaming News, on the Civic Lionel Media Moyes. App. The war raging on in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas with casualties mounting. Officials say there are 27 Americans among the dead, 14 still unaccounted for. The U.S. Embassy says it will offer transportation for Americans looking to leave Israel starting Friday. Americans were told to be ready to depart within 8 to 12 hours of being notified. Palestinians in Gaza are living a nightmare from Israel's aerial attack aimed at Hamas terrorists.
Apocalyptic scenes in Gaza City pummeled by Israeli bombs. After a missile struck, men scratching through the rubble with their bare hands. 300,000 Gazans now forced from their homes, this little girl crying in a stranger's arms. She's looking for her mother, this woman says. We don't know where her mother is.
ABC's Matt Gutman, the World Health Organization, says hospitals and the healthcare system are at the breaking point in the Gaza Strip. This is ABC News. The search is on for who has the winning Powerball ticket sold in California. ABC's Alex Stone.
A giant $1 million check was handed to the brothers who own Midway Market and Liquor in the small town of Fraser Park. They get $1 million for selling the winning ticket, but the California Lottery says a winner of the $1.7 billion is a mystery. They have no idea who won. Andy Khalil owns Midway Market and Liquor, asked what he's going to do with his share of the $1 million that they win.
I want to make sure my kids have enough funds for the college.
In fact, the last $1 billion lottery winner was also here in Southern California. That person is not yet come forward to claim that prize. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Rudolph Isley, a founding member of the legendary group the Isley Brothers, has died. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout. The group had their first hit in 1959 with Shout and were inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999. Rudolph Isley was 84 years old. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
when you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app, The Todd Albaugh Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the...
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is Friday Eve. That makes it Thursday up in here. And no, Dominic, we've got a fine fill-in devil. He is Todd Albaugh from the Todd Albaugh Show right here on the Civic Media Network. Todd, welcome, man.
Good afternoon, Crudy. It is an overcast but a beautiful day. Whenever I get to join you and be on this lovely time slot, 4 to 6, all the folks listening across the country, around the world, great day.
All the fun happens between 4 and 6.
That's what I've heard.
So often the news breaks in the world, yeah, between 3 and 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
We always get first crack at the reaction to the
breaking. I get off the air and then all the fun happens.
Now, I would say you've got big shoes to fill, but less so with Dom.
Dom, I did not say that.
I said it, Dom.
I'm slightly taller than Dom, but you're taller than me, so.
We've got Nate on the board. He is lightly screening the calls all day long, 844-967-2789. And Todd, I got a little speechifying to do. I want people to know I am going to show up at my appointed rounds. Monticello, Greene County Dems, yes. 6 o'clock. I'm giving a little.
You're all dressed up, Crudy. You usually don't have a jacket on. I mean, clean shaven. You clean up well. Shaven?
Well, my head. I did the self shave.
Did you?
All right. I often shave my own head. And, you know, here's the saddest part. I have no idea if I've got hair left in the back. You know, I ask my wife and she'll like glance over. Oh, yeah, looks good.
She doesn't care or just, you know.
She
loves you the way you are, Crudy.
Clearly, the
she loves you the way you are
is worsening over time. So, Todd, great to have you around. Let's talk some politics just for a minute while I've got time. Todd, I made a big prediction yesterday.
I heard.
Robin Voss, 9:30 this morning, had a little press conference. And my prediction was this. If ever there was a day for Republican electoral malfeasance, if ever there was a day to launch a impeachment of a Supreme Court justice, today would probably be that day. And I'm not sure. I got to put this one down as, what, a baby?
Baby, yeah.
But he's not leading with the impeachment. Not today.
No.
They're leading with anti-trans bills that the governor's already threatened to veto. And they're not going anywhere. There is entirely the entire Democratic Party caucus opposed them. The entire Republican caucus supported exempting Todd Novak, who was a conscientious absentee today.
the only openly gay member of the Republican caucus.
But Todd Novak said he would have voted on the Republican Party line had he been there.
And that's very disappointing.
It is, isn't it?
I've known Todd for a long time. He used to be the editor of the Dodgeville Chronicle. He's a double dipper, by the way, because he's both the mayor of Dodgeville and the state representative. So he gets a double taxpayer check in his pocket every month. And, you know, he's openly gay. I am as well. And it's very disappointing to hear that Representative Todd Novak would vote against his own community.
And against what the medical professionals were suggesting is best.
Exactly.
Best course is whatever the family and their doctor decides, not what Republican lawmakers at the state assembly decide. And this goal is to what? Keep transitioning female athletes from competing against the Title IX female.
Which
athletes.
In the entire state of Wisconsin, Crudy, there are like six cases of this. It's
a participation period.
Right.
Of transitioning young ladies.
Exactly.
So it's not a big deal numerically. It's not like they're dominating the sports around here in the state of Wisconsin. There have been a few rare circumstances where some male that has transitioned to female have been good, mm-hmm. have excelled at a sport. But you know what? So do some females.
Yeah.
Someone's got to win.
What this comes down to for me, Crudy, is a couple days ago on As Goes Wisconsin, Jay Matinera, who's filling in for Kristen Bry, and Greg Bach took a call. This was a grandfather who called in and talked about his grandchild who was transitioning and said that that grandchild had tried to attempt to end their own life six different times and how much this person needs help, how talented they are. And that, I thought it was a beautiful call that this grandfather called in. He broke down, but even it just goes to show, Crudy, everyone can change and learn and grow, except apparently for the Republican caucus, who just, I mean, you know, Taylor Swift is hot right now. Why you got to be so mean? I mean, seriously.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. No Dom today. In fact, no Crudy for very long. I got a little speechifying. Dom just an unexcused absence. But Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show has kindly and generously decided to fill in and take the big shoes. My shoes are big.
There's no way I will ever fill your shoes, literally or figuratively, Crudy. I can only hope to just, you know, keep treading water for an hour and a half.
Here's what I would say that I've always found unusual about your broadcast techniques.
Yes.
You are well hydrated.
I love my beverages. I have a little water. I have a little coffee from Wonder State Coffee here as well. But yeah, I do like a beverage.
No Irish coffee?
No Irish coffee today. No,
maybe the happier happy hour.
Yeah, that's coming up.
You can always move towards that.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that Don left me a bag of gummy bears, I believe. I'm not sure what they are.
Don't try the gummy bears. If they're from Don, don't try the gummy bears. You'll be okay for like the first hour, but hour two will get a little off the rails.
A little goofy. No, we have Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, Crudy, coming up. Thanks for the plug at 4:30. And we're going to have a special announcement right here on Devils. What better place to do it at? And talking about where you can hear her soon across Civic Media and talking about all it is harvest season, Crudy. A great time to have the fabulous farm babe on.
You know, I had a little regret. They had the Harvest Fest marching up here on State Street. The Marijuana Harvest Fest.
Oh, okay.
And I missed that one. I was out of town, apparently, on one of my
the fall tour
forays. I missed the Harvest Fest, but that's always something of a celebratory thing for my friends in the industry.
Right, yes.
I wonder if Pam, you know, gives a cannabis report, because technically, legally, the hemp is legal.
I was going to say, I've heard her talk about hemp before.
And the CBD products derived from the hemp, all legal. Right. And the FDA has signed off on those. And then once the THC level rises above 0.3, it's no longer hemp. It's the devil's lettuce. It's marijuana, don't you know? And, you know, you could drive 45 minutes south and get it, but not here in the state of Wisconsin.
No, not yet.
You know, we just had Melissa Agard on this fine show just a day or two ago.
Yeah.
And Melissa was the first lawmaker that ever answered the question right. You know, there was some scuttlebutt that we might have gotten Barack Obama back in 2012, but the fear was from his campaign team Don was going to ask him about marijuana policy. Really? And he didn't want to answer that policy in the middle of a presidential campaign because, you know, Colorado hadn't even legalized that.
Didn't want a Bill Clinton moment.
But since then, there's been a little momentum. And the first one to start building the momentum here in the state of Wisconsin was Melissa Agard. Mm-hmm. And Melissa Agard said, yes, I want to legalize tax, you know, monitor the consumption. Because, you know, in a black market society, nobody asks the kids for ID. No one makes them prove their age.
No.
Strange that the pot dealer doesn't make the kid prove his age down on the corner. But anyways, it would be a well-regulated industry like it is in every one of our neighboring states at this point. I mean, here we are a decade later. And here's the point. The reason we don't get it is the gerrymandered BAMPs.
Yeah.
And the reason that Robin Voss is threatening to impeach a Supreme Court justice still to this day, very day, you know, not today, but doesn't mean we're not going to do it. So I'm still putting Crudy down for a baby, right? The reason why is because he doesn't want to lose the power that has been created by the gerrymander. To him, very specifically, he has the power of this false majority. And I've seen the math, Todd, and I believe there are some geographical things that, even if the maps were completely quote-unquote fair, I believe there are cycles where Republicans are certainly going to have the advantage because of geography, because of the diversity of where Republicans live more in the broader rural communities. And Democrats do tend to congregate in cities and towns and whatever. But come on, man, there's no way it's better candidates and better ideas. I've met so many of these lawmakers. It's not that, Todd.
No, it's gerrymandering, plain and simple. I mean, they're just afraid of losing power, and they're afraid of the gerrymandering being overturned by the courts. According to Molly Beck in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Robin Voss, Speaker Voss, told reporters today that, quote, he's not moving forward with impeaching Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz on the floor today, Crudy. It is possible lawmakers will make the unprecedented move in the future.
Well, he's basically saying effectively any reconfiguration of the map is for the benefit of the Democratic Party. And they are big donors to Protasiewicz. And if she doesn't recuse because there's some sort of tangential benefit to the blue team, well, don't you think he's just building his excuse? Prosser said nothing now to impeach her. Don't you think Robin Voss is just looking for a later reason?
He's waiting until decision comes down, and then of course they'll probably go ahead and move forward with impeachment. In the meantime, you have former Justice Wilcox, a conservative, and former Justice David Prosser, also a former Republican Assembly Speaker, saying, you know what, Robin, might want to rethink that. Even they won't go along with that, Crute.
Well, they're just offering opinions. They're not even impaneled, are they?
No, of course not.
Well, we'll have to get through the court filings to find out for sure. But here's my thought, or I guess a question for you, Todd. So you're implying to me, or stating here on the radio, they'll wait until after the ruling, and then they're going to vindictively impeach her?
Of course.
Stick it to her then.
Yeah, because then they've got quote-unquote reason. And remember, as you well know, Crute, we've got several other court cases beyond gerrymandering going to come through this now liberal court.
Everything
4-3.
From abortion to
ballot drop boxes. Other things. I mean, there's a lot to come through this court. So, I mean, yes, they are going to wait until there is at least a decision where they can manufacture some sort of a narrative around an action to try to justify this.
I thought he was going to blame it on the caucus and say, I didn't want to do it.
Well, the rumor is he might not even finish his term, let alone run for re-election.
Well, rumor where? This is new news to Crudy, man. Dropping it on the devil's advocates.
There you go. There are still a couple of Republicans.
Breaking rumor.
There are still a couple of Republicans that talk to Todd.
Well, that makes one of us. Come back. More Todd Alba, less Mike Crute, no Dom. But you could be a big part. Join him on the phones today, 844-967-2789. Pam Yonke coming soon. Your calls could be next. I'll see you, Greene County Dems at Monticello, very, very soon.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy, it's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy, it's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 43, easterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, high of 48. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night, lows around 43. Low 50s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 46.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy hump day. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, did you see the Game of Thrones dude, Jason Momoa? And he also did Aquaman. He's famous for being sort of big and hunky, you know, strapping lad like myself. Yeah. Dom, he's coming out to Waukesha County, my understanding. And I bet there will be lines at the Costco. He's going to Costco. And then he's also going to a liquor store. And you'll probably like the rationale, the reason. He's promoting his vodka, Dom. So there's alcohol involved, so that's a good thing.
All right.
Now, I would ask, and I've got some serious politicking to talk with you as well, but got to ask you, man, who would you go see at the Costco? Have you ever had a brush with greatness? Have you ever gone and seen someone you were starstruck by?
That's the thing. I'm not a starstrucker. You know what I mean? And I'm not great at, like, remembering actors and actresses and musicians necessarily, you know. One time I was in Metro Detroit in Rochester, and they had a big outdoor mall kind of place, a Macy's or Hudson's or something. And I saw a bunch of Kiss fans walking around, and I asked, you know, one of the people working, what's going on? And to my surprise, Kiss had released, or perhaps some members of Kiss, their new cologne. So a lot of the Kiss Army was out, you know, going to get some of the new cologne. I did not stick around to see the new cologne or smell the new cologne.
You couldn't cross a Macy's store to go check out Kiss?
It wasn't like happening yet, and I was walking through, man. No.
Here's the other.
I've seen Kiss in concert a couple of times, you know, mildly entertaining. You know, I appreciate the throwback from growing up and whatnot, but no, I'm okay, man. I don't need to do that.
What did they smell like? Was it a pleasant smell? Did you like the Kiss cologne?
I did not sample the cologne, and the folks, the Kiss Army that was there, you know, they
where's your curiosity, man? You don't even know what Kiss cologne smells like. That's a once in a lifetime, because you know.
Did you even know Kiss made a cologne, Crudy? I mean, you probably go find some, man. Are you a Kiss Army man? Are you all about Kiss, rock and roll all night, party every day?
I like
Detroit Rock City.
I like Kiss as much as I like most rock bands. But here's the question I would ask: how did you know they were Kiss fans? Was it the face paint? Were they full you know,
it was doing... the Kiss patches, the jackets, the jean jackets, the shirts. I mean, it was obvious it was Kiss Army, man.
I forget what grade it was, like sixth grade, but one year for Halloween, maybe it was. I went as one of the Kiss guys, the guy with the stars. Is that Ace Frehley? I forget who's got the stars, but I went as a Kiss guy for Halloween, and we ended up playing like hockey that day in gym class. And I just remembered it was my greatest hockey day ever, but maybe it was the face. You know, maybe people didn't want to get the...
Paul Stanley had the star. He was Star Child. He was the Star Child.
Well, that day I was a star of the floor hockey gymnasium hockey game.
Shiny star.
I scored like 3 goals that day. It still sticks in my memory. I was like the Al Bundy of the middle school floor hockey game.
You're the Al Bundy of the fill in the blank, Crudy. Come on.
Here's what I would say. When you grow up as a Wisconsin kid, and there were kids in my neighborhood that were like on the Russian junior national team. And there's a Swedish kid, best little goalie I'd ever seen in my life. But I mean, there were damn good hockey players growing up in Madison. When I was a kid, you know, Madison, the Badger hockey team were usually challenging for a national championship. And, what I would say is when you grow up in a hockey society, even though I don't skate well, but you go down south, you play hockey in like North Carolina, I got to tell you, I was the Wayne Gretzky of North Carolina. That's that Halloween day, that or the Paul Stanley, you know, but I do hope that you are willing to come out for a brush with greatness with us, the Devil's Advocates. We're going to be at the Jade Monkey next Tuesday. That party's coming up soon. We're doing a live show 4 to 6 PM. The Jade Monkey, Cottage Grove Road, Madison, Wisconsin. It's the new one, newly remodeled, bigger, still cool. And we're going to do a live broadcast, and we've already got a confirmation. I know how we're starting the show. Retiring Dane County Executive Joe Parisi, our friend, he's locked in, Dom. He'll be there from the top.
Nice.
And I know we've got some, well, many invitees. I've got many political invitees. Unfortunately, Mark Pocan's not going to be in the district, but I think I'm going to go out and see Mark in D.C. very, very soon. So anyways,
excellent.
Booking ahead, Dom. I've been doing a little work off the air.
Yeah, look at that.
It's the only looking work I do. So you, the audience, come party with us, the super cool stars, air quotes, of the Devil's Advocates radio show. And, you know, stick around for the party at the Jade Monkey. That
maybe I need to release some Devil's Advocates tequila. You know, I mean, I'm not really not a big vodka fan. I mean, it's fine. You mix it with whatever, but I'm more of a, you know, tequila guy.
Maybe,
as you
maybe
know.
It maybe should be Devil's Spicy Rum.
Ooh, I know you like your rum.
I would still wonder, not you so much, Dom, but who would you leave the house to go see? Like at a Costco, Jason Momoa, you going to Brookfield to see Momoa. And I have the information perhaps for a few of our female friends, the Melly Vodka Revolution Tour will make a stop at Costco. That's 15300 West Grange Avenue, New Berlin. He's going to be there 10 to 11:30 AM and the Total Wine and More at 17300 West Blue Mound Road in Brookfield. From 2:30 right up till the start of the Devil's
Advocate. Oh, man, we got a total wine over here in Glendale. Maybe I should come over there. And why the women, man? I bet there's a big chunk of guys that think Jason Momoa is the bomb.
Why? Because he was Aquaman or because he was in Game of Thrones?
Because not everyone's heterosexual, and some men might find him very attractive. It's like he's like me, but taller.
And better looking. More muscular. And I suspect has more money, but you are a star, Dom.
A bright, shiny star
in your own mind. Come back with us. Be a star of the Devil's Advocate Show. Call us 844-967-2789.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has officially backed out of the race for Speaker. Representative Jim Jordan, leaving that closed-door meeting, asked if he felt like members of his party were ready to support him.
Any type of announcement about what may or may not happen, I think is best done tomorrow.
They meet again Friday at 10 a.m. Israel at war with Hamas. Israel's military directing the evacuation of northern Gaza, home to more than a million people.
Big fears that there could be a major escalation here and a possible second front. So we're, of course, talking about what's happening on Israel's northern border, the IDF confirming that they have been engaging with Hezbollah. We know there's been fighting on the Syrian border as well. Hezbollah does have a presence in Syria with rockets fired at Israel from Syria. And today we did learn, according to Syrian officials, that airports in Syria, Damascus and Aleppo, were struck. They are pointing the finger at the IDF.
ABC's Ineza Lukatera in Tel Aviv. This is ABC News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Drink, and I know things.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. I assure you, James Causey joining us in the happy hour about an hour from now. You can join us right now, though, 844-967-2789. That's the phone line. It's also the text line. A couple of texters. There's also a Kiss perfume. I did not know. And the guy with the star is Paul Stanley. I think Dom looked that one up for me.
But the other guy, Ace Frehley, also has like star-ish. He's like space star guy or something. So, but Paul Stanley does have the dark black star in his eye. That was specifically Paul. The other one's got kind of an outline of stars across his eyes.
Well, it wasn't so much the face paint. It was probably the metallic silver coat that made me a target of ostracization. Easy for me to say. Ridicule, let's just say. Beating up and the... You know, thank goodness I was good with the floor hockey stick. A little bit more here. Lisa Joe says, so excited for the Jade Monkey Party. I'm bringing the green thing, she says. And Jeff from Shorewood, well, he's got a boozy idea. Captain Crudy, spice rum. I'm in.
Captain Crudy. You know, it's, I don't, again, not being a big, you know, fanboy type of guy, but I would see, I guess I would go see. If he was around, Ozzy Osbourne, man, I can't think of a guy who's had more of a musical influence on me than the ex-Sabbath frontman.
He's the Prince of Darkness.
The Prince of Darkness. I mean, Ozzy's just great, but he's getting old these days, man.
I mean, you'd do what? Like, if he showed up at a Costco hawking vodka, you'd go buy some vodka and hang out with the dude?
Maybe. If I could hang out a little bit, sure. But I never saw the Osbournes, you know, the reality TV thing. I just never into that kind of thing. So, you know, what about you, man? Who would you go? Why would you drop everything to go to Costco on a Saturday when they're giving out the samples? You know what I mean? That's like the worst time to go to Costco. Who would you go see?
Pretty close. But I can tell you the one guy, and he's sort of a local hero, Andy North, 2-time U.S. Open winner. Golf guy. I was sort of a golfing kid. My mom was a good golfer and I was a golf fan as a kid. And he was like at the Bank of Sun Prairie opening up the bank. He got like a autographed picture of Andy North. And I think I've told the story. I think I got a Spider-Man radio that night as well. And they probably got my $10 and all the accumulated interest. I don't think I ever went back for my money. It was many, many years ago, but I'd be up to like $11 by now, Dom.
Ooh.
So Andy North, I guess Andy North is the guy that I remember going to see. But, you know, politically, you know, I've dragged you all over the country politically to go see some of the headliners. We've seen Trump. We've seen Hillary. We've seen Bernie a number of times. We've seen them all, Dom. Obama. Yeah. We've seen Biden. Who haven't we seen, really, Dom? Ted Cruz?
No, we've seen Ted Cruz, unfortunately, up close and personal.
Scott Walker, he was a shining star of sorts.
Haven't met Steve Scalise or Jim Jordan. You know, the leaders of the Republicans in the House have not met those fine gentlemen yet.
Thankfully. Well, they're not speaker yet. And there's not even a scheduled vote. So until the Republicans have a speaker, they can just sit in their corner and continue to be in disarray, Dub.
Disarray.
As a party in disarray. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Party next Tuesday. Join us. It will not be in disarray. Not till the very, very wee hours, perhaps. But, Dom, I wanted to turn our attention towards one of Wisconsin's own congressional delegates. I saw three for at the Raw Story today. You know, the aggregator. The Raw Story. It's one of my favorite sources. So I go there often, and I saw not one. Not two, but three Wisconsin stories side by side by side. And usually it only makes the Raw Story if you've done something bad. Right. Like Congressman, tantrum thrower, Derek Van Orden from the
God.
He's done it again, Dom.
Of course, he cannot help himself.
Here is the headline at the Raw Story. Found this one today. Tantrum-prone GOPer hits Jewish rep with F-bombs during an Israeli intelligence briefing. According to this reporting, Dom, Axios reporter Andrew Solander posted Wednesday that Republican Rep. Derek Van Orden, Wisconsin's, well, he's not even from here.
Yeah, but
he represents the third, but he's not really from here.
If you could call it that, if your representation isn't, you know, pretty much yelling at everybody and swearing at people and belittling people, yeah, that's Derek Van Orden for you.
Well, Dom, he kind of lost his cool during an intelligence briefing to House members on Israel. And Van Orden, who has a history of irate outbursts, including one directed at high school teenage pages, was, and here's a quote, Dom, acting belligerent towards the intelligence staff that worked under President Joe Biden's administration.
No.
Multiple officials in the room said that he cursed at the briefers and called the presentation pathetic. Other members booed at his attacks, one calling it offensive and inappropriate. And then here's a quote, Dom, from the reporting at Politico. Rep. Dean Phillips, Democrat from Minnesota, shouted, "Shame on you," in response to Van Orden's verbal affront, prompting Van Orden to drop an F-bomb towards the Minnesota Democrat. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's Jewish, Dom. "He was rude and attacked the presenters. I thought they had very substantive things to say. But he just had this blanket attack saying, 'This is the worst information I've ever had.'" According to Rep. Judy Chu, a Democrat from California, and basically attacking them for being incompetent. Now, after the most recent of Van Orden's many, many temper tantrums, Dom, Rep. Jason Crow, Democrat from Colorado, stepped in to apologize for Van Orden's behavior. During the House Democrats meeting Wednesday, the members discussed the matter and positively identified that it was Van Orden. And after Van Orden screamed at Senate pages in July, Senate leaders in both parties chastised him for his profanity-laced tirade. He then played the victim, saying that he was being threatened with bad press after his outburst. Yeah, I
mean, threatened with bad press? Really? Maybe you shouldn't do the outbursts and people won't have to report it. And if you think it's bad, well, maybe you should change your behavior.
Dominic, after the prior incident, because let's not forget there's a new Van Orden incident, a Wisconsin newspaper editorial called for his ousting while detailing a pattern of rage by the Republican official. I think that was the Cap Times. I'll verify. The Republican congressman from Wisconsin's 3rd District is no stranger delighting in controversy over his questionable judgment and outbursts. In one culture warrior moment, he allegedly ripped into a young library helper, angry over a book display on gay topics. And then there was his presence in the crowd at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, though Van Orden has said he did not enter the building. "Adults should know better," the editorial continues, "particularly adults who put themselves forward as leaders in a national forum. As for Van Orden's clumsy attempt to justify his own bad behavior by blaming it on the kids, that says a lot more about him than it does about the teenagers. If he felt the kids should get up, surely he could have found a more acceptable way to express himself." No, mostly F-bombs, Dom.
That was from the Beloit Daily News, and he'd have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for those meddling kids.
844-967-2789. You know, there's a PolitiFact about Van Orden's participation in the January 6th. We'll get to that, perhaps. But first, to the phones. To the lines. Bill from Oconomowoc. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Bill.
Oh, just great. Keep it up, guys. You do a wonderful job. First, I'd like to make a statement. You know, the Republicans that Van Orden, Ron Johnson, Jim Jordan, all of them, this is the best they got. And their number one guy, who's leading by margins, has got 91 felonies. What's the worst they've got? You want to know what the worst is.
Well, I'm going to put Derek Van Orden up. I'm nominating Van Orden. He may be amongst the worst, right, Bill.
Now, would he be one of those guys they hide in Blazing Saddles? Remember when they hired the worst people they could find in the world? Would these guys qualify? Would these guys qualify? Could they have been in Blazing Saddles? Last but not least, I'm really curious. You have really done a golden job getting the word out, creating a civic media. How many listeners do you think you reach all over the state?
123,000 and counting, Bill.
Billions. Billions and billions and billions and billions.
Nielsen's most recent statewide said about 123,000 listeners, Bill.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I hope next month it's double F. You do a wonderful job. Keep it up. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's not just Crudy conjecture either. That's Nielsen.
I assume there's many more than that. But, you know, what do I know? 844-967-2789.
I'm not sure if we get credit for the worldwide audience and the, you know, people in space as well, Dom. Space station. They got us on right now. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, let's remember that Gymnasium Jim Jordan also accused that 10-year-old that got raped there in Ohio, accused her of being a liar. And then never really apologized for it, said, well, there's, you know, they're prosecuting the guy that raped her, but never accused the guy, never apologized for calling that child a rape victim a liar.
You know, that's a great point, Mark. I totally forgot about that. I mean, you know, you look back, because the terrible things that this man has said and has done, it just stacks up. And, you know, it's hard for me to keep track of it. He's just a big POS, Mark. I can't believe this guy is literally representing 700,000 people in the state of Wisconsin.
Ohio. Jim Jordan. I mean, is the guy who accused.
I'm talking about Van Orden, but yes, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but Van Orden too. I mean, that these guys are nothing but POSs. I mean, there's a whole. I mean, and we got Lauren Boebert now who's going to oppose Scalise. Lauren Boebert, the Denver fondler. I mean, it just.
You're happy with yourself, Mark. You got that one out there, the Denver fondler. He's been waiting all day to use that line on us. Well done, sir. I got a couple from the text line, Dom. People, you know, brushes with stardom. Robert Brooks partnered in a furniture store. I went to the opening. Well, that kind of counts. I played softball and flag football against Billy Schrader, former Packer player. Does that count? He was a college guy. We went to college. Yeah, but he wasn't famous then. Here's one. I'd even go to see Wanker or Voss at a Costco so I could give him the finger.
Seems like a lot of work.
Read on Reddit. Somebody bumped into Scott Walker at the Packer game in Las Vegas, and they walked up to him and they said, Scott Walker, and got his visual attention, and then gave him the old F you. And apparently Walker dropped his visual gaze down to his feet and walked away. I mean, what is it? The Young Adolphs Foundation. I hope they pay him.
The
well.
Young Americas Foundation.
Oh, I keep getting that wrong.
That's tough. I get it.
I hope they pay him well, you know, so he can build a wall around his house and avoid all the people he used to quote unquote serve here in the state of Wisconsin.
Serve.
Because he's not well regarded. You know, his policies weren't so popular outside of right wing talk radio land. Anyways.
Yeah, but
hope you enjoyed the game, Scott.
Nice cushy job at the Young Americas Foundation in charge of motivating and organizing and enlightening the youth of America.
Here's another one.
Conservative ways.
Andrew from Verona, Texan. Again, Van Orden. He's probably just back on the juice. Crudy. Here's an accusatory text. Crudy, your Van Orden and Trump impressions sound suspiciously similar to each other. Well, one's just angrier. You decide which one. Anything else? No. That's good for now. We'll come back. We'll do more of your phone calls, 844-967-2789. And a PolitiFact on Derek Van Orden's participation in the January 6th. I got to tell you, PolitiFact, I'm quite disappointed in your rating. mostly false insurrectionist. I think it's mostly true. Come back, more Devils.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely. Overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 43. Easterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, highs around 48. Cloudy skies. Lows around 43. Tomorrow night, scattered rain showers likely. Low 50s. Saturday and Sunday, with a chance for scattered showers Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 46.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. I love me some Benny Hill, man. That House of Republicans, it seems like the Benny Hill show.
Hey, Dom, my understanding is Robin Voss calling a press conference for 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Oh, really?
What do you think he wants to talk about? They had a meeting of the Republican caucus today. And here's Crudy's theory. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it tomorrow morning at 9:30. Either they're going to
impeach Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, it's going to happen tomorrow, says Crudy.
Or at least the announcement will be made by Robin Voss. And here's how he's going to play it. I've had a meeting of the caucus. And while we have been advised by, we now know the third Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, John Wilcox, is the third unknown conservative justice, in addition to Patience Rogensack and David Prosser. Now, we knew publicly David Prosser said, don't do it. And actually, there's some reporting today that John Wilcox also said, don't do it. And I publicly speculated yesterday that my down the bar recent dining person, Patience, she said, go ahead if you want to. I suspect.
So maybe the Republicans got one Supreme Court justice to say, yes, go ahead and impeach.
Well, it's not even really a panel. Former. They're just some people. He's just asking questions. But here's my point. Shit. Here's the cover fire. If it's going to go down, Robin Voss is going to play it like this. The will of my caucus demands that we put this to a vote. And he could even vote against it. He could even say, well, I'm not even for it, but the will of my caucus demands it, because they've got a 2/3 majority over on the assembly side, right? They'd only need half the votes. They give up like 15 assembly people, don't even have to vote for it, and they could still effectively sideline Protasiewicz. Senate never takes it up, never have to take an uncomfortable vote on the Senate side. And effectively, she's sidelined potentially for the redistricting cases going forward. If it's going to happen, 9:30 tomorrow morning, he'll tell the plan.
Now, you're saying if it's going to happen, it's going to happen tomorrow. And do you believe
the plan will be laid out?
Yes.
And it will be blamed on the will of the caucus.
You think they're going forward? You think the Republicans are going forward with an impeachment of Justice Protasiewicz? That's your call right now? We'll find out 9:30. But hell, man, we're on the radio. We got to make some calls here. Is that your statement? Is that your bet? If you're taking action,
I would probably turn down that action because I'm 40 bucks in the hole right now and I can't afford to lose anymore. No, I'm not clear that I would take that action, but you know, I don't have the darkened soul of Robin Voss. You know, he's a different human being just because I don't find it politically logical to take this step. But I mean, effectively, if he thinks he can preserve his speakership, if he thinks he can preserve the permanent majority of the legislative Republicans, And all it's going to do is, you know, cost a little grief in a lawsuit paid for by the taxpayers, not Robin Voss. No, I will take that action.
844-967-2789. Let's get to some of the callers. Greg from McFarland, you are next. Welcome, Greg. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, I'm just interested. We got two people vying for the third most powerful position to be president, and they can't even recognize who the current president is, at least verbally. You're
right. Well, it was rigged. Stolen, Greg, don't you know it? Didn't both, I mean, Jim Jordan is right at the center of the insurrectionist plot against the peaceful transfer of power. And my understanding is
Jim Jordan to answer a subpoena from Congress.
I'm still waiting for Jim Jordan to be criminally indicted. I think it could happen. I'm not sure why, if thank you for your call, Greg, but if the special counselor, if Jack Smith really, really wants to get to all of it, what about all these congressional participants? Yes. What about the guy that wore the bulletproof vest under his yellow jacket? You know, he's there chewing gum and kicking ass, and he was all out of bubble gum. I think there are plenty of Republicans that may have some literal blood on their hand or certainly criminal complicitness. And I think at least one of them allegedly could be Jim Jordan, who apparently knows his caucus has spoken. He's going to vote for Scalise.
But are the rest of the hateful eight going to vote for Scalise?
Well, Chip Roy is not going to vote for Scalise. He has stated publicly, and the more time they get to go back to their offices and stew them, I don't think the math's going to get any better for this Republican Party that is completely in disarray. And, I mean, understand, Scalise, as we described him, self-describes is David Duke without the baggage.
And which baggage is that? Would that be the tax violations or the grandmaster of the Ku Klux Klan or his tax policy?
I guess we'll never know.
Maybe we will know. We should know. How does this not, like, if this guy comes up, becomes speaker, how is this not the conversation? I mean, he's got to be bludgeoned with this. Are you kidding me? Hey, I'm just like the grand wizard of the KKK without the baggage. How is that a positive in any way, shape, or form? Certainly amongst white nationalists, that might be something they're all about. But as far as the general population, no. Most people want everyone to be treated fairly and equitably.
Like Dahmer without all the baggage.
You know what I mean? I mean, you could go on and on and on. I mean, I'm not clear you don't have the baggage. Now, maybe you didn't have the title as Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, but you went to the White Nationalist Conference in 2002 looking for like-minded people on policy, apparently. That's where you thought you'd dip your toe in and figure out if you can really get a sense of the needs and wants of your constituents. Wow, man.
You're talking about Scalise, not our buddy Derek Van Orden, right?
No, correct.
Because Derek Van Orden did reportedly attend the Capitol insurrection, use campaign funds from his unsuccessful campaign, because before he won, he lost a run for Congress, had some campaign funds, used that to go out there. And now the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, didn't have a big issue because it was only like $4,000.
Is it like $4,500? Wasn't enough money?
Well, how much does air travel to D.C. cost? I mean, I got a hotel room and airfare for a couple of grand. If I used campaign money, wouldn't I be in violation? And ultimately, the PolitiFact Wisconsin says it's mostly false when candidate Rebecca Cook, she's running as a Democrat for that office, says that Derek Van Orden wanted to burn it down. Well, perhaps he didn't want to burn it down, but he'd swear it down. I don't know, man. I don't really feel like this guy is anything less than an insurrectionist. He just didn't maybe literally commit any violence at the Capitol that day.
But he was there.
Must have been sober that day. Come back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates. James Causey at 5:30. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
when you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app.